Hello and welcome everyone to Papa Hector's podcast. So today we're going to discuss, the topic is Grand Zero's message, all that's false will be destroyed. So for those of you who've never listened, make sure that you go ahead and click subscribe over at HectorSalva.com. You can also get us on Apple, iTunes, as well as Google Podcasts on your Android. Subscribe there. And if you go to HectorSalva.com, there you'll find the newsletter, YouTube, all our social media, and so forth. Make sure you get your newsletter because there's lots of good information there for you. Okay, so today's topic is Grand Zero's spiritual message. So for those of you who are new to me, every year for the past 16 plus years, I would say, we've done a ritual ceremony that goes on in the beginning of the year to receive the message of the year. And this message of the year this year came through a mystery that we know as Grand Zero. And the message of this mystery, which was later told to me by many, many, many. And if you're listening to this podcast currently as it's being recorded, March 2020, the end of March 2020, then you're aware of coronavirus and the whole COVID situation. I'm going to let you take things as you take things and see what you have to see. Grand Zero's message was that this year, all that's false would be destroyed, and that he had come to destroy everything that's false, everything that gave a false sense of security, everything that provided a sense of safety and security, which didn't actually have, would be crumbled, fall to the ground, and totally destroyed. That people would be pressed to learn to trust the only thing that's real. The only thing that's real is the thing that doesn't change. The only thing that is real . The one and only thing that is real is that which doesn't change. Grand Zero's message was that all that was false, everything false, would crumble and be destroyed. That he came in with the year of 2020 to destroy all that's false, everything that's not true. Currently, in the matter of a few short weeks, countries, governments, leaders, systems, ideologies, false senses of self, egos, churches, various religious institutions, science, education, the marketplace, communities, relationships, jobs, employers, and the world's largest organizations. Have quickly begun to fall, crumble, and even be destroyed. The whole way of life, of individuals thinking of life, approaching life, living life, of who they thought they were, has fallen, crumbled, and even been destroyed. And things will continue. Things will continue to fall and crumble. But you, Ancient One, do not have to fall with it. If you come with us, come with me on the journey, you will not crumble with it. You will not fall with it. The entire world will fall down around you, and you will continue to walk. You will continue to move and be. You do not have to fall with it. But if you try to hold on to it, it will crush you. All the stones, if you try to hold on to the side of a house during an earthquake, all the stones will fall upon you. It will crush you. But you don't have to allow yourself to be crushed. You are more. You are bigger than them. You are something other. And if you have the ears to truly listen to this message, nothing else need be said. But if yet you have yet to see, to be able to truly be able to listen, for you, I continue to speak. You have believed, you have clung your safety into money, into banks, into people, governments, politicians, systems and structures that for often parts have been against you, have worked to crush you, while you have worked so diligently to move forward. It is being shown to you so that you can see it. Many have come to me and have asked me, is this a punishment? Is this a punishment of God, Papa? Is this a punishment? Did we do something wrong? Drop the idea. Drop the idea. First, you think highly of yourself to think that you understand how God yet works. If you do not know God, how can you say God how God works? So drop the idea. This is not a punishment. But I don't want you to believe me. I want you to listen to me. If what I say to you is true, you will know it for your own self. I don't want you to be convinced by me. I want you to know it for your own self. Drop the idea. Drop the idea that it's a punishment. Drop the idea that God works in such a way as rewards and punishments. This is your way. This is your way. Your human way. Not the divine way. So drop the idea. This is the only way you see life, the way that you see and the way that you work at life. You think of life as you punishing or people punishing you or rewarding you or you rewarding people. You looking to get or take from life based on rewards and punishments. This is of a child. Drop the idea. However, there is a huge balancing that's going on in this globe. A very big balancing. This is something very big to be able to see. A very big balancing that's going on. And will people suffer? Of course they will suffer. Whenever things crumble and fall and are destroyed, people who are attached to them will suffer. People who are attached to that which is false will fall with that which is false. But if instead you cling to that which is true, into the truth, into that which is real, you will not fall. You will not fall. Will you suffer? Perhaps, if you are still holding on to what is false. Money is going to change, darling. Things are going to continue to crumble and fall and be destroyed. Ideas, ways, old things, old systems, old binds and ties are being broken down. Many times it's individuals who often even consider themselves very spiritual leader, very awake, very you know, hooty hooty. I don't even know what to say to you. Very much like, you know, big drama about God and so on and so forth, who are the most in panic, paranoia, fear, and panicking and hopping around. People who thought that they were so strong and so powerful even are falling, crumbling, and being destroyed. The great mortar is grinding. The great mortar is grinding. But you do not have to fall and crumble and be destroyed with it. Until you are awakened, you will suffer. Will there be suffering? Yes, you will suffer to some degree. But once you are awake and once you are totally enlightened, you don't live in that world. We're here to help you do exactly that. But many people like to hold on to their suffering. They wear it like a badge. Like a badge of pride or honor. But that badge has a pin that pierces their skin and hurts them too. There are many sicknesses in the world, and Corona isn't the main one. It's a big one right now. It's not the only. Both physical and spiritual, which includes everything. Includes the mind, the heart, the body, all of it. Only that which is real will remain. That was the message of Grand Zero. There's a lot of people who they don't know who is Grand Zero. You might be like, well, scratching your head like, hey, Papa, who is this Grand Zero? I'm not going to say to you too much on him. It's a big mystery in our lineage that we teach about. Important guy here. But he's a mystery of zero, of bringing everything back down to zero, of clearing everything out, of nullifying everything. And that message of all that's false will fall, be crumbled, be destroyed. It's not going to be left. The only thing that's going to be left is that is that's what's real. That's the only thing you're only going to be able to cling to. That was the message. That's the only thing you're going to be able to hold on to. That's the only thing that you're going to be able to find security in. All false sense of security will be destroyed. Only that which is real will be able to give you security. Only that which is truth. And I'm not saying this message to you, again, to promote fear, but rather to show you that fear is there. Maybe you were strong, or thought you were strong, and now you find maybe not so much, that it was a false idea, and you need strength, and we're here for you for that. We are here for you for that. Maybe you thought you had things figured out, and this really gave it a twist. Maybe you thought you'd reached already, or that you were awake, or that you were enlightened, or that you were really spiritual. We're here for you for that. Many people have asked me, Papa, how you doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing awesome. And I thank you for reaching out for us for that. And I want to say to you the same thing. How are you? Let us know. Email us. Text. Comment for us. You know? Do all that yada stuff that we do nowadays. We're good. But we want you to be good too. We want you guys to be doing well, doing awesome. But if that came to light for you, this is a beautiful thing. And it's a time to take that leap forward in yourself. Take that turn and that leap forward towards the truth, towards that which is real. Many things are going to change. Many things are and have been disrupted. Many things are not as they once were. Grand Zero said this would be this way. And there was actually, I'm not going to go too deeply in this, but this for us, another piece of this for us, as far as everything that's going on with the world now, actually showed up all the way back in November 2019. But Grand Zero's message was given to us on February 2nd, I believe, 2020. So right before all these things really popped off and got the popping, before the, you know, coronavirus shit got real for a lot of people, right? And, you know, even then, because it's very easy to think you know or that you understand what's being said to you and not really understand. Because even then, even with what was said then, February 2nd, 2020, and there's probably a good 50 people that were at that event. We actually posted about it on Instagram and I think a few other things. Okay. Who couldn't see how clear that message was, how direct that message was as to what's going on right now within this year. And there's a good 50 people who were all physically there present at that time, at that ceremony, and received this exact message that all that's false will crumble and all that's false will be destroyed, that he's come to destroy everything that's false. He's come to destroy all sense of security and safety, which is not real. He's come to destroy all that binds, all that entraps. All that keeps people stuck. And all that would be destroyed. And that's what we're dealing with now. And it's just really a beginning. It's not quite the end. But other things will start to eventually seem to go back to normal before things have really reached their end. So don't fall back to sleep. It's a big danger. If you don't really wake up, this window is being given to you to wake up. This time is being given for the earth to heal. The earth is healing. Life is balancing. The world is balancing. You are being woken up. You are being called. Are being woken up. You're being tapped on the shoulder to wake up. And if you miss this opportunity, if you miss this chance, you'll fall back to sleep. And certain things in the world will go back to quote unquote normal. Especially when economies start running up and running again, it'll be easy for you to fall asleep that this rotation of energy, this mystic force, this mystery is still working. It's still moving things. You'll fall asleep. And you'll forget. And danger will again come near you. So that's something you're going to want to take into account. Remember, I'm saying this to you. I'm telling you this now that this exists. Right now I'm giving you the warnings. I'm giving you the heads up. Why? Because we've already walked down this road many times. And so we know the road. I know the road. I know the pitfalls. Right? And you can forget and you can fall asleep if you haven't really totally woken up. You'll exist in that little dazed out state, that in between. You're not fully awoke. You're not fully asleep. You just woke up. The sleep is still in your eye. And it's easy for you to doze off and fall back to sleep. It'll be easy for you to fall right back to bed. Right back to sleep. So, use this wisely and take this chance to go ahead and take the leap. If you want to work with us, go ahead and contact us. You'll find the capacity to book a session with us, etc. Over on HectorSalva.com. That's our first step for us to have a session with each other and get you the plan that you need to get you what you need, where you need to be, not only during this difficult time, but for after this and beyond, so that you can really be free and peaceful and happy and have a good life. So, as always, keep the faith and many blessings.